The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon. You have tuned in to the Bill Bunkley Show. We're live on this Monday afternoon, post-4th of July. Of course, I'm your host, Bill Bunkley. And I know that all of you are now totally rested, totally stress-free. You had a wonderful, possibly up to 4 days off, and today you've been getting back at it. Well, that may not be true for all of you, but nonetheless, we're glad to have you back this afternoon. A lot has happened the past weekend that we'll chat about and visit about, but I want to tell you that the most important thing is for you to know how to connect with me, Bill Bunkley. And it's a very simple process. Mike Miracle is standing by at the boards. Tell you what, the absolutely phenomenal Mike Miracle that as we're on the fly with live radio, you don't know what it is to track stuff, get it ready to go, cut it up real quick, and get it on the air. So he's back. He's refreshed after 4th of July weekend. So here's what we want to do. It always delights me. It delights me when you connect with us. So our phone number, and I really do suggest that you put it in your contacts or your speed dial so that when something of a topic comes along and you really want to weigh in, well, you don't have to wait or try to remember what the call-in number is. Now, I just use our toll-free number because folks are listening in around Florida, around the country. So if you'll put that number in at what is our number? Can you believe this? How many times in years I've just taught
1-800-877-943-9673.
I am amazed. You know what? Now you know what happens with me. I may have this problem throughout the entire show. Just like when I get someone's name that's incorrect, it's just bad. 1-800-943-9673, 800-943-9673, 877. What did I say, 800? That's what threw me off. 877-943-9677. Oh, Lord have mercy. I got the chemo brain going over this afternoon. 1-877-943-9673. That's 1-877-943-9673. You can connect with the Bill Bunkley Show this Monday afternoon. Well, let's do a little bit of a recap. First of all, 4th of July, 2019. And so we have surpassed that date in history, and we are moving on. And it was another rainy day on the 4th of July. Got to tell you that for the Bunkley family, in the end result, we have been laying low for the weekend. And on Monday, we were debating it down to the last few moments and decided not to go down to the Big Boom up and down the Hillsborough River. Just it was raining late in the afternoon, and then the whole idea about the crowd, so we sat it out. And if you follow a little bit over the weekend, you know that I commented on the Capitol 4th, which was the program at the mall after watching President Trump at 6:30 give his address to the nation, his historical rendition of the 4th of July, as well as the punctuation to his remarks by the flyover of some of our very, very sophisticated and very necessary aviation vehicles of the assorted armed services. And then we also had taped the Macy's fireworks display, and I gave that the award for the best fireworks in the country. They've now utilized the bridge that right there by the aircraft carrier that's on static display, but the bridge was now part of the show, looked like waterfall coming down with fireworks off the side of the bridge. They used all the facade of the bridge, so that was how we spent our 4th of July, a little bit laid back. How about what happened in the afternoon of 4th of July? We had a 6.4 earthquake in Southern California a couple of days later, followed by a 7.1 and 1,000-plus aftershocks at this point. And so it's running up along that fault. And we know that our friends in California are bracing themselves for yet the possibility of another major eruption of an earthquake. And it made us all, and I'm sure those that are living in Los Angeles, all up and down San Francisco, particularly the San Andreas Fault, have them thinking again about at some point in time that's going to give way and we're going to have a major earthquake there in that area. But, you know, for those people, they are like we are when we have a hurricane. And by the way, we'll talk about that in a minute because we have a very unusual pattern that's developed. And we're going to be dealing with the possibility of Tropical Storm Barry coming up here pretty soon as well. Just off our coast from Tampa Bay on up to Cedar Key, the Big Bend area. And that's something that we're keeping an eye on. Certainly, that's in our radar. But just want to tell you that when you look at the situation with the earthquakes and these plates that are moving, we were just very fortunate that though we have property damage and some folks that are shook up had to have a hospital evacuated, it's a real good praise report that we didn't have a lot of injuries coming out of that situation. But that certainly was a surprise on the 4th of July. A little bit of a fireworks, if you will, fireworks for those folks there in Southern California. So I want to keep those folks in our prayers this afternoon. And as we move forward and coming into the real heart of the beginning of July, we've got another 4 weeks, 6 weeks before the kids start going back to school. So now we are into the summertime mode. And just want to wish all of you, if you're doing a staycation, we want you to just have a good time off and get some rest and relaxation. Many of you, many others of you are taking off for that vacation. I will be, Mrs. Bunkley and I and Zach, we're going to be heading up to northern Georgia in the South Carolina area. We're going to be participating in the first national gathering for Trail Life USA. And I'm going to be going up to doing some participation, possibly some speaking in the area of what we call the big trips, either a nationwide trip or a worldwide trip. And did a lot of that while I was associated with the Boy Scouts of America before they sort of went south. So we called them World Jamborees and National Jamborees, and we have hosted during the last few decades, we've hosted scouts that have come in from not only Norway but also in Scotland and various other areas. And so we're going to be sharing with the folks that are coming in from Trail Life USA from all around the country, really growing now, and talk about how they can put together some exchange programs. Maybe they can take, like we have a troop here, Troop 7, maybe our troop would go out to California and be hosted by a troop there, and then the next year that troop would come here in Florida and have an exchange trip, and then take that next step. And that next step is that we believe that Trail Life will at some point be going international and being able to have those opportunities occurring as well. So anyway, we'll let you know about that. That's going to be the week of the 21st, and Mike is putting together some stuff, and We'll have some folks sitting in as we take a little week off for R&R. And, oh, by the way, Zachary is going to be out. We're going to be in sort of a seminar situation, in a hotel-style situation, where Zach's going to be spending 7 days high adventure, rock climbing there, whitewater rapids, all sorts of things he's going to be doing. So he's pumped about that as well. Last thing I want to do is keep your eye on the National Weather Service. As I said before, we're going to have a formation of a storm right off the coast of Florida. It's going to be probably the last I saw before I came on the air. It was at 40% yesterday, 50% this morning, and I think just before I came on the air, we have an 80% chance of that developing into a major storm. So we want you to be keeping track of that as well. For those of you listening on the biz this afternoon, before we take a break, let me hop on over here and give you a little idea of what's happening in the markets. And we've had a down day, if you will. The market was off about 100 points. The Dow was off about 100 points from the open today. And Apple has been sort of leading out in terms of the slide in technology stocks. And we also have this situation that the Federal Reserve is going to be talking, or an official is going to be talking later on in the week. Now that we had that very strong unemployment report for June, what is the chances, or are there chances now, later, never? What's going to happen in terms of lowering of interest rates? So anyway, Rosenblatt Securities downgraded Apple from downgraded them to sell from neutral. So that hasn't happened a whole lot of times with Apple. So we're watching that. The analyst said that Apple was suffering fundamental deterioration over the next 6 to 12 months because Apple iPhone sales are disappointing and growth in other products are slowing down. Anyway, here's the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded 115.98 points lower to close at 26,806.14. The S&P 500 pulled back 0.05% to 2,975.95. And the NASDAQ Composite slid 0.8%. closing at 0898.38. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. And we don't usually do this, but if you've got something that you'd like to talk about in between some of our set topics today, want me to respond to something or give my opinion, that phone number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. See, I do remember that number. And I know Mike's probably shaking his head back in the studios. Also know that you can always email us as well at afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. Afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. You can leave an opinion or a suggestion for a show topic there. And, hey, take me with you. That's right. Take the Bill Bunkley Show with you. Conveniently listen to the show when you like. You can do that at letstalkfaith.com. As soon as we go off the air for a couple of minutes, you'll be able to download today's podcast or look through the archives for any other show. And remember, please recommend our show to a friend. And it's very easy anywhere around Florida, around the country, around the world. Go to letstalkfaith.com, hit the streaming button. Letstalkfaith.com, hit the streaming button. And you can listen to us anywhere you like. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up, 877-943-9673. Don't go away. I'm coming right back. But our words remain unspoken. Weep not for me, for my mind will hold in no peace.
Here at Faith Talk, we are always amazed at what God does at our annual Pastor's Appreciation Day event. Spirits are refreshed through fellowship and encouragement. 2019's event will be the best ever. And Pastor, we want you to experience it. So save the date, October 17th, for Pastor's Appreciation Day at Armature Works in Tampa with keynote speaker Philip DeCourcy, an amazing meal, a vacation getaway giveaway, and so much more. Last year, the room was full. So reserve your seat today at letstalkfaith.com.
Kim was driving down the road right by the fourth hole. Someone yelled,
"Four!"
Golf ball hit her windshield. She wasn't worried. Her first thought was a new free windshield.
And cash on the spot.
She called 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Up to $100 cash back with comprehensive insurance.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855. That's 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. I was just looking to see if we have announced what our book giveaway is going to be for the month of July, and it's not posting up yet, so I'll let you know as soon as possible about that and give you all the details on how you can do that. Now, in a moment, I'm going to be probably a little controversial. And I'm going to tell you what, we got a caller. I'm going to take the caller here in just a moment. But I'm going to tell you, in a moment, I'm going to be a little bit controversial. I am not real excited about our world championship women's soccer team. And I got to tell you, it has little to do with their actual competition or talent on the field. I'm disappointed in some other ways. And you might just disagree with me. Phone number be 877-943-9673. It would not have bothered me if they lost. I'll tell you why in a moment. 877-943-9673. Let's go to Jim in Odessa. Jim, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Bill. You know, it's funny because I was thinking the exact same thing about the girls' soccer team. It's like, well, if they lose, good. If they win, good. I really couldn't care either way because of their off-the-field antics, but you'll get into that. Hey, since this is Open Line Monday.
By the way, Jim, I have never, ever, ever, let me tell you a little story real quick. I've never done this. Back about 12, 14 years, whenever I started, my mind's not 100%, but anyway, 14 years ago, whatnot, Michael Medved, well-known film critic, was on our anchor program for a lot of times on GUL. He flew down when I was just thinking about whether this is where God was leading me, and somehow I came up with Chris Gould and the fact that, you know, when you do those shows where it's just open mic and do your subjects, you know, I never do that because, as far as I'm concerned, that's a show host that was too lazy to do show prep and to get ready for the show. So I want to tell you, Jim, I have never, ever, ever done that. And for some reason, it just kind of, Mike and I were talking for the show, and I said I might throw it out. So you are the very first one to, I'm sure there's other people that have called through the years that I said, yeah, I'll respond to that. But, I mean, you're the very first one that I said, hey, going to have a little open phone here. What do you want to talk about? So you are the inaugural person.
I'm honored. And what I want to say, you would have brought up eventually anyway, okay? Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, get out of here. You're a police
exactly.
officer. Are you kidding
yes.
me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. When I was young and a burger flipper, we used to encourage law enforcement to come and sit down in our facility, and we wanted them to stay forever. We were honored. They were security. No one was going to hurt us while they were there. And the audacity of this company to allow the mindset that this manager felt it was okay to treat our law enforcement personnel like that. It's endemic in that company, that type of mindset. And I encouraged my wife, because she'd walk over to the Starbucks when he had a moment for work. I said, babe, please, do me a favor. Because of this, I ask you, do not go to Starbucks. She agreed. She won't do it.
Let me say one thing, Jim, and that is, first of all, I agree with you that the environment, which is, you know, they've certainly have taken care of their employees exemplary within terms of salaries. But I want to tell you that this leftist environment is certainly from the left coast is what Starbucks is all about. But I do want to at least say that they probably threw their own people under the bus. But the incident that happened where uniform officers were asked to leave a Starbucks because people felt in fear or uncomfortable, that has been denounced from the Starbucks office, home office in the Northwest, and said that that was a totally inappropriate response, behavior, whatever, for any of their Starbucks stores. So at least know that it was not condoned by the home office. But the environment's there to kind of get there. I get that, but I just want to, you know how I am. I just want to let our audience know that officially Starbucks has apologized.
Well, I'm looking under the trees here, and they're just doing damage control, in my opinion. And if that manager knew that that was not going to be condoned or accepted, that manager never would have kicked out those police officers. But that manager knew the mindset of corporate, knew the mindset of Starbucks and everybody around him. And so he, she, whoever that manager was, thought it was okay just to treat our people in blue that way. And to me, that is totally unacceptable.
Well, we've had bad apples in law enforcement. We've had inappropriate conduct, and it has always been a very small percentage of the men and women who are the men and women in blue, who will go out day after day, and unlike it was 20 or 30 years ago, we know from New York, other places, that law enforcement officers can just be sitting in their car and have somebody come up from a blind spot, nothing to do, never have met them, never was put in jail by them, and they've been assassinated. And so I got to tell you that part of what we're dealing with in this country is a lack of respect. And I'm going to talk about this in a few moments about the women's team. But you know what? I guess I'm old school, Jim. Even if I didn't care for the politics of Barack Obama, I always respected the office of the president and the fact that he was my president and we roll with it. Ceremonies or whatever. Now, I think the same thing is for police officers. I have taught my son, and what we abide by is you see someone in a uniform, thank them for their service, yes sir, no sir, and, you know, for this idea that in a very public place, which I sure the Starbucks has security cameras because of the cash flow they do, to think that they were not safe when law enforcement came in to get a coffee is beyond my understanding. But you're right. I'm with you. It is what it is. I appreciate them apologizing, but it never should have happened. Got a hard break coming up, but Jim, I'll give you a couple seconds to close out here.
Well, the irony is every one of those six officers would have come running with their weapons drawn had there been an emergency in that store to try and save that manager's life.
Yeah.
And yet they were treated so poorly.
Yep. Very, very poorly. unnecessary, and you know, it's a shame this is where we're at in America. But Jim, you're probably going to get worked up during the next segment. I just kind of let you know that before I let you go, but I appreciate you calling and being part of the show. Take care.
All righty.
877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. See, that was a topic we were going to probably talk about anyway. Not probably. And so now we talked about it. Does anybody want to defend throwing the police officers out of Starbucks because of fear? 877-943-9673. We'll take that call or move on to...
John Rankin.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. French President Macron is sending his chief diplomatic advisor to Iran following its decision to enrich uranium beyond the threshold of the 2015 nuclear accord. Authorities say a man has been arrested and charged with felony murder in the killing of a Georgia sheriff's deputy. Hector Garcia, suspected of killing Deputy Nicholas Dixon in a shootout late Sunday night in Gainesville. Democrat Eric Swalwell has dropped out of the presidential race. The Hurricane Center says tropical cyclone development is likely in the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the week. Forecasters in Miami say that a trough of low pressure over central Georgia is forecast to move southward toward the northeastern Gulf, where a broad area of low pressure will form in a couple of days. Stocks were lower. The Dow dropped 116 points. The NASDAQ was down 63. This is SRN News.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone. For a risk-free trial of Vinacura, call 1-800-446-1633. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-446-1633. 1-800-446-1633.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick, best known for his protest during the national anthem, has launched new attacks against the Betsy Ross flag used by patriots during the revolution. Under pressure from Kaepernick, Nike canceled plans for special edition sneakers decorated with a flag featuring a circle of 13 stars representing the 13 rebellious colonies. All of them allowed slavery, so Kaepernick connects them to white supremacy. This ignores impassioned anti-slavery patriots like Adams Franklin and Hamilton, as well as Betsy Ross herself. Historians debate whether she designed the flag personally, but we do know she came from a devout Quaker family, and Quakers led anti-slavery activism in America. What's more, Betsy's home colony of Pennsylvania was the first to abolish slavery in 1780, 7 years before the Constitution. Slurs against our founders and their banner are not only foolish, but ignorant. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country, guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Everything breathing, praising God in the company.
of all who love the King. I will dance, I will sing. It could be heavenly. Turn the music loud. Lift my voice and shout. From where I am, from where I've been, He's been there with me. He's built a monument. His very people. So let His people sing, sing, sing.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here on the Bill Bunkley Show live. Phone lines are open for you at 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Now, this may be somewhat controversial, but hey, it's in my heart. It's how I feel. And don't know if any of you agree with me or probably many who disagree with me, but all right, let's have at it. This has to do with the women's soccer team. And by the way, standing by for them to touch back down on American soil, watching the feed coming in from Fox. Red carpet is laid out. I got to tell you that I wasn't a fan that was rooting for the team. Now, this is a phenomenon that only happened just a few days ago. And I want to tell you, it's not because I don't think that this is a very talented team. It is extremely talented. And there's a lot of discussion of, you know, who's more talented, who has more World Cup, et cetera, et cetera, women's soccer USA or men's soccer USA. Of course, women has that category. And I know there's a controversy of whatever compensation, benefits, et cetera, is not on par with the men. And so I want you to know that my thoughts have nothing to do with all of that. Now, understand where I'm coming from. I'm a conservative commentator. I'm a business commentator. I'm a social conservative commentator. I'm a Christian worldview commentator. So the area that this really falls under is two words, pride and arrogance. Now, before you get running away with this, I'm not talking about pride as pride has been talked about, definition altered in terms of the current age of homosexual, transsexual rights. No, I'm talking about the old-fashioned pride of the scriptures, the old-fashioned description of arrogance in the scriptures, as opposed to being a person of humility or being humble, especially noteworthy if you're pretty good about what you're being very excessively prideful about or being excessively arrogant about. So this all caught my eye the first time, though I had not made a decision of being, you know, not a big fan of what's gone down with our country's representative in the soccer world for women. But first it was Thailand. And Mike was reminding me as we were chatting, you know, first game out, 13-0 against Thailand, the Thais. Lovely people, lovely country. And they have their women's team competing against the USA. Well, there was, I don't know if there's anybody that was in the stadium or around the country who, if they were following what was happening and the assessment of the two teams, there wasn't much of a doubt that America, unless there was a huge upset, was going to be taking care of Thailand pretty handily. And they did. But I started getting uncomfortable with the excessive in-your-face celebrating against a team that certainly doesn't have the money, the resources, the backing in Thailand for the women's soccer team as there is here in the U.S. of A. Now, I get it that there's some out there who say, you know what, that's ridiculous. Celebrate whatever you want to. In fact, last night, one of my dearest friends was talking about, we put up with the celebration of the NFL players in the end zone. A player ought to celebrate the way they should. Well, I'm not saying that within the rules of whatever game they're playing that someone doesn't have a right to celebrate and take it to the max of whatever that sport will agree to. But there's a question about character. There's a question about integrity. And those two categories are very important in my life, in the life I'm trying to instill to my son and to my faith. So we have that going on. Then we go on to another match, and it seems like it's time to play England. And so the United States is on its romp, and so we beat England, and then we've got to kind of put up an in-your-face thing where one of our players was acting like she had a teacup with her pinky finger up in the air after that win. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you can do that, but why? And I can tell you, I travel enough abroad on frequent occasions that some of the worst tourists that ever travel are American tourists. I mean, because of our lifestyle, you know, we flash our jewelry, we flash our designer clothes on international trips, and we're demanding, got to have this, got to have that. And so we're not known as a very nice and cordial people. Let me just tell you on balance, okay? So now we have these international competitions, and people are really acting as not only the top players in the women's soccer field, but they are ambassadors for this country. They are representing us. And by the way, I think this off the field and the interviews, I think, unfortunately, they have portrayed America to the world in a very bad light. Through their pride, because they're good, and a very gross amount of arrogance. So we got the teacup. Then we have the star player, and I'm not mentioning any names because I'm not going to promote, demote. But then we got the star player who, almost from day one, before the United States has even won the whole shooting match, talking how about first was it, denouncing Trump and denouncing, I would never go to the White House, blah, 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 blah. And then a few days later, well, I can assure you, because, you know, the press is just pressing for these controversial responses. Oh, I can't see anybody on this team visiting the White House after we win it all. Now, remember, they didn't wait until they won. They're already talking about this as if it's a done deal. Well, first of all, I think that's inappropriate. You know, you want to have all those comments. Win it first. Do your job on the field first, and then you can do the lather. But I got to tell you something else. Just like we were talking about the folks at Starbucks and respecting the office. You know, everybody's got to protest something. Everybody's feelings have been hurt. Everybody's rights have been trampled on. Da 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 da. Wah 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 wah. I just want to tell you, man, I am old school. You respect the office of the presidency. And you make it known that you respect the office of the presidency. If you will go to the second step and say, but you know what? I am not comfortable with the policies of this president. Now, for me, if I won and I was very much in disagreements with Barack Obama, which as a faith believer, there's a lot of things to take issue with, I would still go to the White House. I would show what America needs to see. Is that sports and politics need to separate themselves somewhatly. I'm the best at my sport, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to show respect for the office, and I'm going to go because of the presidency and the kids that are out there that are watching me. I'm going to respect the president I don't agree with. Well, we've had this wave, this blue wave across the country, and I'm not talking about police blue, but this blue wave across the country that, you know, everything's got to be so personal with this president. And I get it. I've criticized him roundly for his bedside manner, for calling names and all those type of things, but he's our president until he's elected out of office. So then we have, that episode, and now we've got the final straw, and so the United States beats Netherlands, was it yesterday, 2-0. And so one of the players starts out with the American flag, but as soon as they had this little routine they do, kind of like when NFL players get under the goalpost and do a little choreograph thing. Well, this one had a flag draped over her, and as soon as she saw the team was gathering for this little deal, she drops or throw, however you want to interpret it. The flag of the United States, which is never supposed to touch the ground, if it does, it's supposed to be burned. The flag just ends up, she just throws it on the ground, leaves it on the ground to go take this picture. And I got to tell you, that offends me. This is an American citizen. Look, I'm an Eagle Scout, class of 1971. Now, I've had to lead the Boy Scouts because of issues, but I was, you know, the values of this country, the heritage, being a patriot, and until the Boy Scouts decided to sell out on some of their morals, I was international Boy Scouts, local, national jamboree, running all of the inventory, running the warehouse services, big, you know, 30, 40,000 kids coming to a place and all of the canoes, the paddles, the pools, scuba equipment, you know, I was all in until they were all out, as far as I'm concerned. So I just want to say, there's a part of me that, because of the pride and the arrogance, and I do not think they represented us well, I was happy if they lost. I'm not necessarily unhappy because they won, but I got to tell you, I think that how one represents this country when abroad, in a competitive sport, ought to be evaluated just as much as their physical, mental prowess in whatever sport they are participating in. Now, you may agree or disagree with me. So the phone lines are open. It's your time to shout back at me. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. 943-9673. I'm just saying that if you're good, let your actions speak on the field. Be humble. Be encouraging of others, especially those who you are in competition with, especially those that not only for this country and for the sport have never had the blessings and benefits that our members have had. Humbleness. I'll be right back. Everything
comes alive. The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
It turned out last week's July 4th celebration wasn't as bad as critics had forecast. In fact, it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't a political statement by President Trump, but a celebration of America and names and professions that have contributed to America's greatness. Other modern presidents, including Harry Truman, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, have given speeches on Independence Day, but the critics of President Trump called his speech unprecedented. The problem for Democrats is patriotism. A Harvard study 10 years ago found patriotic symbols are most identified with Republicans, and that identification resonates with some voters. That's not to say many Democrats don't love America, but their leaders don't seem to say it as much as Republicans do. How many wives would be satisfied with husbands who never say, "I love you"? Isn't it the same about love for America? We want to hear it. Partisanship has now infected patriotism, and isn't that a shame? I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Cornerstone Pros.
You don't allow just anyone into your home, and Cornerstone Pros doesn't let just anyone join their team. Cornerstone Pros technicians are the best of the best. Background checked, drug tested, and professionally trained to certify skills and dependability. Servicing air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be. Fair, fast, and friendly. Call Cornerstone Pros.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE. Bible.
Bill Bunkley here. I'm bracing myself, because I'm sure somebody will say I'm unpatriotic because I'm not excited about the United States women's soccer team. And it's sad because it has nothing to do with their play. They are excellent soccer players. I happen to think that they are horrible representatives of the United States. But you know, when's the last time you went to a Little League baseball game? Parents get pretty worked up, don't they? A lot of cussing. A lot of swearing. A lot of belittling the umpires and others. And, hey, we just talked about that video we had a couple, three or four weeks ago where Pee-wee Baseball, 14-year-old umpire, missed a call or something, and the parents came out of the stands and the big brawl ensued. Well, so no wonder these young ladies. They're very good. They're very competitive. So they've been in this environment that is so distasteful and to me, so inappropriate. Maybe I'm the only one. But anyway, it is what it is, so now's your chance, 877-943-9673. Maybe the only one that feels that way, but let's go to Jason in Tampa.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Bunkley. How are you?
Well, going out on a limb on this one, because normally I'm very rah-rah pro-American, but I just, too many things added up off the field that I'm not real excited about this team coming home.
Well, I couldn't agree with you 100% more. I am completely on board. In fact, the way in which you spoke about this was almost word for word how I thought about it yesterday as I was watching the game. I started playing soccer at age of 5 and played in college. And, you know, I still play to this day. And it's a sport I'm very passionate about. So, you know, supporting our U.S. teams and you know, having them be as successful as they are, the men and the women, I am completely discouraged. In fact, I went up to a local pub in Tampa here, and I was thinking about how I would be okay with the Netherlands beating the U.S. team because of the way that they've behaved and the way that they have portrayed themselves. It's very disappointing. I know there are several people on the team that, you know, don't represent the whole team. But there are a few that are, I think, really hurting the name of the U.S. team. It's very discouraging.
Well, you've been playing soccer. Let me ask you a question. Is this a – I wonder if these two terms – well, one of them, I have to say it both ways because of our gender sensitivity these days. But, you know, there used to be a term. I guess I'll have to see if it's still in the dictionary. It used to be sportsmanship. And I'll also add, because that also includes the word sportswomanship, but there was a time where sportsmanship was emphasized as much as ability, and I don't even know if it's in the dictionary anymore, Jason.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. I have to say that, you know, being on the field, there's a lot of emotion with soccer. You know, like there is with any sport that you're good at and you put your life into, you know, and soccer is certainly one of those sports where that happens. But on the stage that they're on and as good as they are, you know, with Megan, you know, saying the things that she said about the president and how she's representing our country, as well as some others on the team, you know, it's not it's bigger than her. It's bigger than the president. Going to the White House is making a statement for the team and for our country. And for her to be that immature about the process and where she is in life it's very disappointing. And one thing that I do know, too, about the homosexual agenda, I hate to go into that, but I think it has to do with this situation where you kind of have some bullying and manipulating, you know, when you have an agenda. And for her to speak on the behalf of the team that nobody else would want to go to the White House if she didn't, that's really being ignorant. Because I'm sure there's several team members who would greatly enjoy going to the White House for what it stands for and what it represents.
I will say this, got a couple minutes left. You are a bigger person. Whether it's City Hall, County Commission, Governor's Office, White House, you're a bigger person. If you're invited and you don't agree with policy, you're a bigger person to go and to be in that meeting and to respectfully handle that, much more so than some of the antics we're seeing here recently. Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know, I really hope for the team that they reflect on this and see the platform that they have, because there's a lot of young people, a lot of young ladies, including my niece, who's 13, 14 years old, very good at soccer. And they're looking up to these ladies and these women and professional players. They're representing our country, and they've got a big responsibility. And for them to behave in such ways that tarnish that or degradate that, it's really unfortunate, and I hope they listen to the feedback. There's a lot of people that I spend time with that have similar feelings about this, and they don't support the team at this point, and it's very disappointing.
Well, I'll say this. God, let you go, but Jason, Jason mentioned a name, but understand that I didn't mention any names because it's bigger than the names. And, Jason, I want to thank you. And my son played soccer. I played some. So, yes, I know the exhilaration of winning. Hey, got to get out of here real quick, but I'm here for a second hour on AM 570 and 910. Got some great Christian worldview issues. Don't go away. I hope you join me in just a moment.
Our human nature means we want to retaliate. You know, I'm not going to let you get away with this. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. You said something negative to me, I'm going to say something right back to you. You know, so we create this war with our spouse.
Leslie Vernick on Focus on the Family Minute with a word of warning about your marriage.
One of the things I say is that we need to learn to stop reacting. If we're going to learn how to act right when our spouse acts wrong, we need to learn to stop reacting and to start responding. And one of the ways that we need to learn to do that is to understand that our spouse is not our enemy. Our real enemy is Satan, and he wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy your spouse. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your family. And if you can keep that in mind and you understand the battle that you're going to face now, because you might have to fight in your marriage, but you're fighting for a much bigger cause than just getting your own way.
Your spouse's behavior does not have to dictate how you act. More from Leslie at FamilyMinute.org.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump praised his environmental policies at the White House today, saying he has struck a balance between the economy and the environment, something he says Democrats don't think of.
Well, we're focused on practical solutions. More than 100 Democrats in Congress now support the so-called Green New Deal. Their plan is estimated to cost our economy nearly $100 trillion. A number unthinkable.
Meanwhile, one Democratic presidential candidate, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, is dropping out of the 2020 race. He had signaled that he would consider bowing out of the presidential race if he was in danger of missing the cutoff for the next nationally televised Democratic debate, which is based on separate polling and donor qualifications. A report urges global action against Christian persecution.
The report by the Right Reverend Philip Mount Stephen says Christians frequently endure the heaviest burden of persecution globally. The cleric recommends Britain pushes for a UN Security Council resolution urging governments in the Middle East and North Africa to protect Christians and other persecuted minorities. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who backs the cleric's view, thinks governments have preferred general language of condemnation rather than calling out persecution against Christians. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Some of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers say they're encouraged that he's been charged with sex trafficking. The 66-year-old Epstein pleaded not guilty Monday in his first court appearance following his weekend arrest. He will remain in jail at least until his July 15th bail hearing. Epstein's lawyers contend the charges involve allegations that arose in a Florida case more than a decade ago. Epstein struck a secret deal to avoid significant punishment in that case. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 115 points, the Nasdaq dropped 63, the S&P lower by 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You'll do it right to make your great outdoors even greater. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings to help get you started. Treat yourself to a new grill and save $50 on a Charbroil Performance 5-Burner Grill, now just $279. And spruce up your landscape before guests arrive and save in-store only with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10 while supplies last, U.S. only. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
A new AP poll finds that Americans rarely seek guidance from clergy.
A large majority of Americans make important decisions without calling on religious leaders for advice. That's according to a new survey by the Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center. The poll found that 3/4 of American adults rarely or never consult a clergy member when making important decisions. Those most engaged with their faith are more likely to have relationships with clergy, and the poll found that there are some topics on which Americans are more likely to reach out to religious leaders. About 4 in 10 say they're at least moderately likely to consult about marriage, divorce, or relationships. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The leader of the New York Republican Party says a new law allowing President Trump's state tax returns to be handed over to Congress is an overtly partisan attack that won't stand up in court. State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy blasted the law Monday. Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the measure into law earlier in the day. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In Texas, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says a Houston-area motorist is in custody after allegedly firing into another car, igniting fireworks that critically injured two children.
Two young children had suffered serious burns along with their parents. On Sunday night, Byron Rivera surrendered to investigators and he is now in jail on four counts of aggravated assault. We believe that this all stemmed from a road rage incident.
Harris County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Stauber says the suspect is remorseful and cooperating with investigators.
The suspect himself needed a couple days to collect himself, as he put it. But the fact that those children were injured, it was very important for him to come and talk to us, which he did voluntarily.
Rivera allegedly got into an argument with the family's father, who is the driver of a truck in Harris County outside of Houston on Thursday. The father tried to drive away, but Rivera allegedly opened fire on the truck. More at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back on this post 4th of July Monday here, the 7th month, which is July, the 8th day, which is today in 2019. This is the Bill Bunkley Show. I am Bill Bunkley. Hope you had a great 4th of July. And for those of you that are just joining us here in the 5 o'clock hour, we welcome you. Also want to welcome those that have come over from our biz station, 1380 and AM 860 and 930 on our answer stations to be with us this afternoon. If you missed the last conversation, we're going to carry it over here. We got a caller standing by. But to bring you up to speed, for those of you just joining us, you know that the United States women's soccer team, in fact, they just landed moments ago at Newark International Airport, Liberty International Airport, going to be getting off the plane there to a red carpet. They beat the Netherlands for the championship yesterday, 2-0. But I was sharing that I'm not excited about this team. In fact, I'm usually a very patriotic, gung-ho, America, go win, do the best you can, but I'm not there with this team. And it's not because they aren't excellent athletes on the field. They are. They have demolished all the competition. But a little controversial, but in my judgment and from my Christian worldview, they have not represented the United States of America well. A lot of pride, a lot of arrogance, some celebration in your face. And then all this talk about not going to the White House, I don't think the whole team's going to the White House, and this and that and the other. All that's great, but all that started coming forth, and they were just finishing up with their first team, Thailand, that they beat. Beat 13-0 and then just absolutely overdid the celebration. It was embarrassing. And as a recap, it was embarrassing when they beat England and one of our team members wanted to taunt the Brits by holding a teacup with her index finger up in the air after that win. And so then they took out the Netherlands and got one of our players running around, you know, which you see athletes with American flag. Well, when they went to have their little joint team celebration, flag just got thrown on the ground, got left on the ground. The flag is not even supposed to touch the ground. If it is, it's supposed to be burned in an appropriate fashion. And then all the, you know, all the rhetoric about not honoring the office of the presidency. And we are, as I said during the last hour, those of you who have a chance to travel abroad, you've seen our fellow Americans, and hope they weren't you, but, you know, we are so blessed with our jewelry, our designer clothes, and our demandingness. You have, you undoubtedly, if you've ever traveled to any extent abroad, you have seen Americans acting poorly, like we're some kind of special class. Well, we are special, we're blessed, but you don't hoard that over people. So I talked about a little bit of pride and arrogance, and we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about pride and arrogance as well. But first, I want to just thank my caller. Mike, who do we have? They've been very, very patient. I want to make sure that they get a chance to be heard. Who we got, Mike? Let's go to Tampa. Bob is standing by. Bob, first of all, thank you. I'm humbled that you would stay on this long, but thank you for being with us today. What's your thoughts or opinion?
Thank you. I'm humbled just to be on the phone with you, talking to you. I think you're 100% correct. I think it's a sign of the times in our country. We're a blessed country, more blessed than any country in the world. And we help so many people, but people have forgotten who blessed us and what we're here for. And we're losing a lot of respect around the world for the way we act.
Yes.
I've been to other parts of the world. People look up to us for everything that we do. They appreciate us. It's just that the people of our own country just have lost it. They don't understand the sacrifices that were made for this country, the blessings that the Lord has given us, and where we're going. It's just tearing us apart. It's a big division in the country, and it's really sad. And I think it showed. I didn't watch the soccer game because I felt offended by what they were doing, but I think it speaks to a larger audience what's going on with the whole country as a whole.
I did the same. I didn't even worry about making it a priority yesterday to watch the game. Let me throw something out to you, Bob, and let me get your opinion. You know, a lot of my Christian friends, and I'm in the camp to a certain degree, because of our worldview, our doctrine, we're not real excited about President Trump in terms of his bedside manner, his arrogance at times, certainly not calling names. And so, you know, you've got the left that's just apoplectic about Trump's demeanor and behavior, okay? So I get that. But here we got folks that are upset with Trump and members of this women's soccer team. And so they're not going to do this Trump, that Trump, the other, not even talking about respect for the office of the presidency. And then if they're so upset with some of Trump's actions, which I agree with, they're not the way I would go, but then they're acting the way they're acting here. And I'm like, boy, for those of you in glass houses throwing stones and look at your conduct and you're complaining about the president's conduct, I mean, it just seems kind of whacked out to me. What do you think, Bob?
I think you're 100% correct. I think it's 100% one-sided. I constantly have the battle at work. I say, why don't you just take Trump out of the equation and look at the things he's trying to do to make this country great, whether it's moving
That's right.
The office to Jerusalem, where our embassy is, where it should be. He's done a lot of great things that nobody would ever do. And he's moving the cup with no help from the left. And he's moving to the right. And I think the Lord is blessing him. I think he's just shooting from the hip because he's human just like everybody else. But I think in his heart, if everybody takes away the rhetoric and takes away who his name is, I think he's got the country's interest in, you know, on his side. And I think the Lord has blessed him because he's not getting help from anybody. He must be getting help from above because down in Congress, he doesn't get much help at all. And things are still moving in a positive direction. I would love to have seen this country, if everybody was behind him, how much further we could have been for ourselves, but for other people around the world, because we do help a lot of people around the world.
Well, we are acting just like the Israelites did on several occasions, as we have an historical record. We have a remnant in America that absolutely loves the Lord, is obedient to the Lord, wants to share the love of Jesus with others. And then we have others who have totally gone secular, gone pagan. A lot of what we've seen in the Old Testament has certainly arisen again today. But I want to tell you, God doesn't work through perfect people. And the first evidence of that is nobody's perfect. The one perfect person was Jesus Christ, and he was crucified. So this idea of some that say, well, man, with all of what Trump does, God can't work through him. You know, all that does, Bob, is tell me, And it's okay, but someone's pretty ignorant about biblical history, because God has worked for his purpose. God will work through a lot of different people to accomplish his purposes. And the fact that we just take religious liberty alone, or the freedom of Christians to be able to worship and to have their views and values without be calling homophobes and all the rest, I guarantee you that if we would have had a Hillary Clinton president, our religious freedoms would be the topic of the day, as they would be under such an attack. This president has, at least for now, put his finger in the dike with I believe, with God's help, to curtail all of that. Whether that's going to come to an end in a year and a half or in 6.5 years, or 5.5 years, I don't know. But, Bob, certainly there is no biblical grounds to say that the president has discounted himself from the Lord working through him. And it's real simple. If you will bless and honor the Lord and his principles while you're far from being perfect, he will bless and honor you because of what you're trying to move for in your sanctification. And I know a lot of folks who are really raw and tender, but they're newbies to Christ. And I just want to tell you that anybody who would be so arrogant to say, clearly the Lord is not working through Trump, I can't tell you he is or he isn't. What I can tell you, Bob, is that I'm absolutely sure that nobody can discount the fact that he is. And I'll give you some final thoughts to share with us.
I totally agree. I think the Lord's moving in his own way. I go to church. I go to religious service. I live in Bradenton. I go to Miami. Went to a big conference down there, the VU conference, and Christ is moving, and he'll use perfect or imperfect situations, because it doesn't matter. When he wants something to happen to move, he's going to make it happen. Whether we want to or not, he's going to make it happen. That's why he's Lord. That's why he's above all. He made all things. It just cringes my heart when people just don't appreciate the blessings that we have in this country. This is a great country, and the Lord has been very generous to us, very patient with us, but I pray for tomorrow. So not just for me, but for all Americans and my kids too.
And all of us who are followers of Christ, Orthodox Christians, we're going to be okay either way. Because even as I'm struggling with my battle with leukemia, you know, I've said for a long time to encourage folks, look, for me, it's a win-win. If I get taken home, it's a win. If I get to stay here with my family and share Christ with others and defend the faith, it's a win. Same thing with this country. I believe at some point in time we're going to fall to socialism. I think things are going to be difficult if Christ doesn't come before then. But you know what? He's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of the remnant. He always has. But, Bob, thank you for your insight, and thank you for hanging in with us this afternoon. I really appreciate you sharing with us.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Same team to you. Same thing to you. That's Bob. Let's go ahead. Let's take a break. When I come back, as I often like to do, let me try to share a few scriptures with you in the area of pride and arrogance. And I want to make my case, especially for those of you who are involved with sports and athletics and carry the name and the label Christians. What type of example are you setting in the stands when your kids are playing various sports? Are you an ambassador for Christ when they're calling the balls and strikes? Phone lines are open. You can weigh in right now at 877-943-9673. What does the Bible have to say about all this? We'll have that next on The Bill Bunkley Show.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Kim was driving down the road right by the fourth hole. Someone yelled,
"Four!"
Golf ball hit her windshield. She wasn't worried. Her first thought was a new free windshield.
And cash on the spot.
She called 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass
you could win an amazing cruise, an adventure to re-spark your marital relationship on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Just log on to our station website and use the keyword STRONGER.
And when you enter, you'll also receive a free copy of Family Life's ebook, Stronger Forever, a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage.
Enter to win today at letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. Letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick, best known for his protest during the national anthem, has launched new attacks against the Betsy Ross flag used by Patriots during the Revolution. Under pressure from Kaepernick, Nike canceled plans for special edition sneakers decorated with a flag featuring a circle of 13 stars representing the 13 rebellious colonies. All of them allowed slavery, so Kaepernick connects them to white supremacy. This ignores impassioned anti-slavery patriots like Adams, Frank, Franklin and Hamilton, as well as Betsy Ross herself. Historians debate whether she designed the flag personally, but we do know she came from a devout Quaker family, and Quakers led anti-slavery activism in America. What's more, Betsy's home colony of Pennsylvania was the first to abolish slavery in 1780, 7 years before the Constitution. Slurs against our founders and their banner are not only foolish, but ignorant. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. So think of this. Just think of this. One day we'll stand before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I use that term lightly because I don't know if I'll be able to stand. Maybe the Holy Spirit will take over. Maybe I'll be dancing. I don't think so, but I just think I will be in so much awe. Now remember, especially about the topic we're talking about today and some of these ladies on this soccer team, one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And I mean Lord of his Bible, not Lord of some other kind of document that's been altered, principles, scriptures taken out. No. So all these, and by the way, I don't want to see them to have to force that knee and bow, not knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Man, as much as I can have angst about what some things I see, it is sad that many of these people, I believe in literal heaven and a literal hell. Some of these folks are not going to be in a very good place for all eternity because of their pride, because of their arrogance, and their hostility to Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about a couple of those things, but first, Scott Slayton, who is a contributor to the ChristianHeadlines.com, I just want to share someone standing on principles. Just listen to this. This is having to do with the women's soccer team. When Jalene Hinkle withdrew from playing in two international matches for the United States women's national team last year for personal reasons, many speculated that she did so because the team was going to be wearing LGBT pride jerseys. In a recent interview with the 700 Club, she confirmed, yes, that's why I did not play in those two international matches. She's a Christian. She loves the Lord, and she's standing firm in her faith and was not going to wear an LGBT pride jersey. How inappropriate. How inappropriate, whether it's LGBT or, hey, I wear my white supremacy, black supremacy, whatever t-shirts. Unbelievable. Now, her background was she played college soccer for Texas Tech, where she already has dealt with a severe blood clot in her leg. I'm battling blood clots, and I just have this bond here, just thinking of her. A doctor discovered the veins in her legs were free from the clots, which he described as a miracle, during a second exploratory surgery. After she graduated from Texas Tech, she was drafted into the Women's National Women's Soccer League, where she plays for the North Carolina Courage and received a call-up for the Women's National Team. Big deal. That's a big deal. She made 8 appearances for the team and was scheduled to play in 2 matches in June of 2017. But a few weeks before the matches, the national soccer teams announced that they would wear jerseys to commemorate LGBT Pride Month. The jerseys featured rainbow-colored numbers. Ms. Hinkle described the struggle that she faced after hearing about the decision. She said, I just felt so convinced in my spirit that it was not my job to wear this jersey. I gave myself 3 days just to seek and pray and determine what he was asking me to do in the situation. This led to her decision to withdraw. That's right, withdraw from the matches. She has not made any appearances for the national soccer team since she withdrew last June. Now, you want to know what she gave up, class? This young lady from Texas knew. The article says, possibly, I'll interject my word, probably, that she was possibly or probably giving up a dream she had had since she was a little girl. But she remains convinced to this day she made the right choice. She said, and I quote, that's where the peace trumps the disappointment, because I knew in my spirit that I was doing the right thing. I knew I was being obedient. Close quote, and that's obedient to the Lord. How many of you would be willing to stand up for your Lord and Savior with the same possible grounds? That is courage. That is love, love for the Savior. Now, I know that LGBT supporters would take great disagreement with this. But for those of us who are followers of the Lord, and even those that are somewhat, in the patriotic Tea Party movement, not necessarily very spiritual, this is someone who is in a country who is able to stand up for what she believed in, and she was willing to pay the price. She was in a situation where the government mandated her decision. That's character. That's integrity. And oh, by the way, that's what God has called us to do from Genesis to Revelation. Folks, don't buy into the name it and claim it prosperity gospels, the false gospels, the heresies that are all around. Yes, some of you will receive the gift of financial abundance, but not to spend on yourself, to invest in the kingdom and missionaries and other things in the ministry. But I wonder, Mom and Dad, do you set this type of example? Do you forego doing something that could be a lot of fun or prosperous to, quote unquote, do the right thing in Christ? That's so very important. So, we're going to be taking a break. When I come back, phone lines are still open if you'd like to comment. Remember, we are to raise our children in the wisdom and admonition of the Lord. When we see things on television, we see things like the conduct of the soccer team, we should be engaging our children, especially if they are very much into soccer or any other kind of a sport. When you see the video a few weeks ago of parents coming off the benches in a peewee baseball game because a 14-year-old umpire missed a call, well, when you see those things, that when it calls for a little family meeting, a little family discussion, to talk about what would Jesus do, what would have Jesus have done, and how are we to react? So, we've certainly got an education on pride and arrogance from our U.S. women's soccer team champions. But let's look at the other side of the question. What would have happened if the pride was reeled in, the arrogance was not abundant, and humility took place? We'll look at those three concepts in scriptures, and I'll take your calls at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley with a perspective you're not going to find on many radio programs, not only here but across America. Remember, you can call a friend live right now. They can listen in at letstalkfaith.com, hit the streaming button, and you can also download this program at letstalkfaith.com, podcast after the show, and take it with you. More of the Bill Bunkley Show and my perspective on what the Bible says about Galatians and other scriptures next on the Bill Bunkley Show.
W262 CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Attorney General William Barr said Monday he sees a way to legally add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, despite a Supreme Court ruling that blocked its inclusion, at least temporarily. In an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said the Trump administration will take action in the coming days that he believes will allow the government to ask the controversial question. Barr would not detail the administration's plan. Iran on Monday began enriching uranium to 4.5%, just breaking the limit set by its nuclear deal with world powers, while it's still seeking a way for Europe to help it bypass U.S. sanctions amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. The acknowledgement by the spokesman of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran to the Associated Press shows that the Islamic Republic trying to increase pressure on those still in the 2015 nuclear deal. More details at srnnews.com.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
There is no power equal to the power of God. Think about how God expresses that power in your own life. What did Paul say? He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is, because my God is able, I am able. Did you hear that? Because of our relationship to God through Christ, then you and I are able to face anything and everything victoriously, triumphantly, in our weakness, but in the strength of God. Our God is able. God is at work within us. Therefore, we are able because God is able. We're able to face anything and everything because the omnipotent God is living inside of us.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lived. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world that never lived because He lived.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Remember, and we were interviewing with a school today. Zach's school shut down, and so we're having to decide where he will attend eighth grade next year. And we were zeroing in on one choice and another choice that we didn't think was going to be available, may or may not be available. So we were visiting today, but it reminds me that we have some great options for you that I cannot take part in. And that is our program for half-price off tuitions. And I got to tell you what, those final spots are filling up. But if you feel that it's time to consider a change in a school and you want to look at the possibility of being introduced to that school by way of a half-price off tuition, that's right. Instead of, you know, tuition's going to be a few thousand bucks. How would you like to divide that by the number two and that be your responsibility for next year as an introductory offer? Well, that comes to you exclusively through us right here at Faith Talk Radio and WTBN. Here's how you can not only find out about how the program works, how to have us introduce you to a potential school that is on the list you can see at this website, but to get the whole scoop, go to ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com. Check out the program. May very well be the very thing for you for this next year. Well, we're talking about, to me, as a Christ follower, Christian worldview, I have been embarrassed by the off-field, some of the off-field antics, or whatever you want to call them, by the women's soccer team. Disappointed that they had to go that route, but they did. And quite a bit of pride, and I'm not talking about LGBT pride. I'm just talking about pride, the biblical sin of pride, as well as arrogance, as opposed to when the gifts of God and the Holy Spirit, which is godly humility. 877-943-9673. You know, think about it. You struggle with pride. I struggle with pride. Maybe we've overcome most of those struggles because of our walk, but I want to tell you that your pride and arrogance has cost you a lot at some time during your life. Because we all have these feelings, whether it's at work, at home, or wherever, with friends, playing softball. You know, we want to have the recognition for what we have contributed or accomplished. I get all that. But even today, many of us walk among our Christian brothers and sisters where it's constantly about them. It's constantly about Facebook, constantly about look at me. And the ungodly sin of pride, the ungodly sin of arrogance is just very prevalent. But what we fail to recognize is people see that. And most people shy away from folks in the Christian realm who just act pridefully or arrogantly. Imagine how many opportunities or the fact that you miss God's wisdom and word during a period of pride and ignorance. Ignorance too, but today we're talking about arrogance. Oftentimes we don't want to see ourselves who we really are or to see ourselves as God sees us. We're always dismissing that. I'll tell you what, wherever there's pride, there's going to be discipline, and you're going to lose out on some blessings. It's not wise to be wise in our own eyes. It's wise to be humble and to willing to learn from God, and not just God, but from other clearly Bible-believing Orthodox Christians. So think about our team. Think about the young lady from Texas A&M, or Texas, I think it was A&M, who quit the women's soccer team because she wouldn't wear an LGBT pride shirt during an international match. And so sometimes we have to just do what we think is the right thing. Amen? Amen. So, in Paul's letter to the church at Galatians, jot down the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. Paul said, quote, filled with the Holy Spirit, the words of the Holy Spirit, each one should test their own actions. When's the last time you got alone with yourself and you said, now this is what I did, this is what I said. Wow. Wow. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Don't get caught here, without comparing themselves to someone else. Now, this is godly pride. This is pride of being obedient to Him. When you check your own actions, and by the way, probably the biggest sin, I know here in America, one of the big ones, is the comparison game. That's what is so evil in a category, subcategory of Facebook and other things, as you start comparing yourselves to the descriptions and the pictures you see of your other quote unquote friends on Facebook. I mean, even to the fact that in Instagram, they were dealing with the fact that there are, and there are apps out there, programs, that people who were even taking their own pictures didn't like their pictures, and they were doctoring up, they are doctoring up their pictures, you know, with glamour shots, et cetera, et cetera. How prideful is that? Sorry if I'm stepping on toes, and you may disagree by calling me at 877-943-9673. That's not to say that men should present themselves, you know, with whatever God leads them to do in terms of hair, facial hair, hygiene. Certainly, I'm not opposed to women using makeup, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there's, you know, when men wear too tight of clothing, when women wear very close-knit clothing and knowing that we've got a huge pornography problem. I mean, there's just things that as a Christian you become aware of and you obediently say, I don't want anybody to stumble. So you just become humble over it. Or you just get out there in pride and arrogance. Look at me. Look at my car. Look where I work. The prophet Isaiah was very, very wise as God spoke through him. And jot down the second chapter, the 12th verse. The Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that is exalted, and they will be humbled. That's why this whole soccer story, I'm not mentioning names because, quite frankly, these gals need to be prayed for and then they come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've acted, in my opinion, and biblically inappropriately, but if they don't know Christ, then they don't even know how they're supposed to act. But the idea is that there's going to be a day of accounting, especially for the proud, and one day every knee will bow, every tongue confess, all will be humbled. Prophet Isaiah 23:9, the Lord Almighty planned it to bring down her pride in all of her splendor and to humble all who are renowned on the earth. James 4:6. But he gives us more grace. That's why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. I'm telling you, how many of God's blessings may you have missed because of your pridefulness? Your moments of being stubborn. I know what I know, I know what I think, and I'm not changing how I think. Doesn't matter what God thinks. Okay. Just got a few blessings that may pass by your way. Because when you're humble, not only God honors that, but you have more grace coming your way. More leeway, more love, more understanding, more teaching. It's clear. James 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Now, take all the opposites of these. Hey, don't humble yourselves before the Lord and he's not going to lift you up. Thought-provoking, isn't it? Last one, as far as pride is concerned, Paul's letter to Philippi, the Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. I'm going to leave you with this on pride. If this team was valuing others above themselves, some of these excessive celebrations in your face, teacup, et cetera, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't be so selfish, self-centered, narcissistic. And look, I Olympics comes along. I believe I have a healthy pride in watching our U.S. athletes, as I would say any other country should have. But there's also misplaced pride. And a feeling of pride and boastfulness that just isn't appropriate. And certainly not in the same league. Well, how about arrogance? Ever run into anybody that was arrogant? Has anybody ever whispered that you're arrogant? A little bit deeper, a little bit different, but this arrogance is if our team is really better than your team, this, that, and the other. Now, I get that. And unfortunately, not only that pride thing, but the arrogance is something that gets reinforced in youth sports by the parents. And the parents have taught the children. Yeah, there's natural competition and wanting to win. I get all that. And by the way, I'm all for competition to the end where there's a winner and loser. In the very, very small sports, younger age sports, you know, I'm okay with the quote-unquote participation trophy. Everybody gets trophy. I get that. But you know what? Life is competitive. And the Bible's real clear. We can love the Lord, but we're not just to sit around and expect him to be the holy bellhop and provide us everything. No. We've got to get out there and compete. We are to compete with the ambassadorship we've been given. We are to compete for his values in the marketplace. That's why I compete for our values in Tallahassee. Others are competing for our values, and I mean Christian values, of the halls of Congress and with the president. In life, we got to compete, which means, you know what? We're going to lose at times. I don't have to tell you about strikeouts and Babe Ruth and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but you know what? You got to fall down, get yourself up. You got to fail again. And from there, you learn the Lord will teach you resiliency through his Holy Spirit. It's painful to watch as a parent, but as a spouse, as a friend. As we wrap up today's program, arrogance, Isaiah 2:17 through 18. The pride of man will be humbled, and the loftiness of men will be abased. And the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, but the idols will completely vanish. Thinking of Ecclesiastes, vanity of all vanities. But yet look at the way many of us as Christians are living our lives today. Exodus 18:11. Now I know the Lord is greater than all gods. Indeed, it was proven when they dealt proudly against the people. What an encouragement to remember that the Lord is Lord. He's above all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's my friend. He lives in me. The Holy Spirit is guiding me every moment, and Jesus stands with me, the creator of the universe. I mean, that ought to get you excited and humble, by the way. 1 Samuel 18:23, this is where it gets heavy, for rebellion. That's what it is. Pride and arrogance is rebellion against the Lord. For rebellion is the sin of divination. Now you're getting into the devil, satanic influence, etc., etc. Divination. Any insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have, through your actions, you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. That's from 1 Samuel. So as we sort of wrap this up about the big lesson that can be learned this weekend is thank God that you that know the Lord know these countercultural principles to be the truth. And Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but him. So first of all, if you are a practicing Orthodox Christian, praise him right now that you are part of that family. If you are listening today and don't know Christ, I tell you, he's knocking at the door of your life right now. This very moment, you can accept him. You can pray to receive him. Ask him to come in your life and be your Lord and Savior. And get plugged into a good Bible-believing church, and your life will never be the same. It's not going to be without challenges, hurts. Not going to promise you that, but I'm going to tell you what. Awesome. And then the third group. Maybe you kind of drifted. Yeah, I've gotten a little competitive. I've gotten a little worldly. Feeling pretty good about what I got. But I am so empty inside. I remember there was a day where, man, it was great. I loved opening the scriptures and being with the Lord, but haven't done that in a while. But, man, I'm getting things, accumulating things, and maybe I'm stepping on a few people to get there. But, Bill, I'm just not happy. Well, you know what? It's time to come home, dear sister, dear brother. It's time to just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done doing it the world's way. I'm mature enough and old enough to know I can't take it with me. Just get on your knees and humbly ask the Lord to regain the ground you've given over to secularism, paganism, maybe even to the devil, to his imps. Come home. And that's what we're all about here at Faith Talk 57910. I think some of the most blessed pastors are with us 24/7. We talk about some issues in the afternoon, so I hope it's a well-rounded ministry that we have. Coming up next, my pastor, speaking of one, Dr. Ken Whitten, on today's edition of Living Truth. Fruit that is one of a kind. Fruit that is one of a kind. That's part one of a two-part series coming up next on the radio ministry of Living Truth. Hey, well, thanks for being with us this afternoon. I'll be with you all week, not out of town on vacation till the end of the month. But hope you have a very, very great afternoon and a blessed evening. Until Monday at 4, God bless and good night.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.